This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The FBI named a suspect in what it called an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee's campaign says Trump is fine after the shooting. An investigation into the incident is underway. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the shooter, and the Secret Service says it fatally shot him outside the rally venue. Authorities say a motive for the attack is currently unknown.
State police have been in regular contact with the governor's office, and the full support and assets of the entire agency are behind the FBI and our other federal and municipal partners to assist with this investigation. The thoughts and prayers of the Pennsylvania State Police are likewise with the victims of this terrible act.
World leaders took to the social media platform X to denounce the attempt on Trump's life and to condemn political violence, while the nation's top-ranking Republican said America awakened to a surreal morning.
We've got to turn the rhetoric down. We've got to turn the temperature down in this country. We need leaders of all parties on both sides to call that out.
President Joe Biden said everybody must condemn the attack and that he was relieved by reports that Trump is doing well. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Speaking Sunday, President Joe Biden urged people not to make assumptions as the investigation gets underway.
The FBI is leading this investigation, which is still in its early stages. We don't yet have any information about the motive of the shooter. We know who he is. I urge everyone, please, don't make assumptions about his motives or his affiliations. Let the FBI do their job and their partner agencies do their job.
Biden plans to deliver extended remarks to the nation Sunday evening in a primetime address from the Oval Office. This is VOA News. Four people were wounded when a suspected attacker ran into a bus stop in central Israel on Sunday, Israeli authorities had said. The incident came amid intensified Israeli operations in Gaza and uncertainty over the progress of truce talks. Rachel Judah from Reuters reports.
The suspect, who police believe to be a resident of East Jerusalem, was shot and neutralized by security forces at the scene. Here's a Central District Commander, Avi Bitton.
You can see behind me the site of the ramming attack. A terrorist drove this vehicle here, arrived and committed a ramming attack. To our great sorrow, he severely injured three and critically injured one other. I wish a quick recovery to the wounded here.
Police said they were searching the area near the city of Ramla for possible accomplices. Violence has increased in Israel over the course of its military campaign in Gaza against Hamas, which attacked southern Israel on October the 7th.
Rachel Judah from Reuters. Treason cases were once rare in Russia, a handful each year, but they, along with espionage prosecutions, have skyrocketed since the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The crackdown is ensnaring Russians and foreigners alike, regardless of their political views. Victims include Kremlin critics, independent journalists, and veteran scientists working with countries that Moscow considers friendly. These cases stand out from the growing crackdown on dissent that has reached unprecedented levels. They are investigated almost exclusively by the powerful FSB security agency, with specific charges and evidence not always revealed. The accused are usually held in the notorious Lefortovo prison until their trials, where they are almost always convicted and given long prison sentences. The Olympic torch made a surprise appearance at France's Bastille Day celebrations on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Just days before the French capital hosts the Olympic Summer Games, the torch relay joined up with thousands of soldiers, sailors, rescuers and medics marching in Paris beneath roaring fighter jets. The anniversary marks the start of the French Revolution and the end of the French monarchy in 1789. The celebrations offered French President Emmanuel Macron a moment of distraction from recent political turmoil. Recent snap elections have left France with a deadlocked parliament and no one clearly in charge. The Prime Minister could leave office within days, while the left-wing alliance that won the most seats is struggling to agree on a proposed replacement. I'm Karen Shamas.
Spain has won a record fourth European Championship title after an 86th-minute goal clinched a 2-1 victory as England's painful decades-long wait for a major trophy goes on. While Spain celebrates, it is another agonizing loss for England, one of the world's most underperforming national teams, this one coming in front of Prince William and Spain's King Felipe at the venue built for the 1936 Olympics. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.